This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. You've probably heard about the $49 billion proposed merger between AT&T and DirecTV, and how the union would help the two companies compete with cable. What you might not have heard is how the merger would help AT&T break into the Latin American market. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
In the U.S., satellite TV has been at something of a disadvantage compared to cable, says David Balto. He's a former policy director at the Federal Trade Commission.
Satellite has not been able to keep up with the competitive battle over the past 5 to 10 years.
Cable, after all, was a big industry with a big head start. Not so in developing countries where public infrastructure is limited. Stephen Snyder is an analyst at global intelligence firm Ergo.
Satellite television requires much less infrastructure than cable does.
Snyder says it's the same reason why mobile banking and mobile phones are so popular in developing countries. And that's where DirecTV shines. It has 18 million subscribers in Latin America, which is its fastest growing segment, says IHS Global Insights' Eric Brannon.
It is a significant opportunity for AT&T to expand and do what they do best, provide wireless service.
That's the potential. Navigating almost a continent's worth of telecom regulations, that's a different story. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.